following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
Good Tuesday evening to everyone, and a welcome once again to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. I'm Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie, Michael Brandon helping us produce here tonight. Excited to be back here coming off of the loss to Chelsea this past Friday. We're going to be able to talk about that a little bit and then get ready for the Russell County matchup coming up for football. I want to go through a couple of upcoming events here for Indians Athletics. Volleyball goes at Prattville this Thursday. And then they will have a five-game home stretch beginning with Dadeville and Brew Tech in a tri-match on September 9th. Flag football has a little bit of a rest here as they get ready to go on the road to Helena on September 16th. And cross country, I've been mentioning the last couple of weeks, has had plenty of time to prepare. Well, now it's time for it to pay off. They'll go out to Lineville, Alabama for the Volunteer Spirit Classic hosted by Central of Clay County. That is on Saturday, September the 6th. Going to be exciting week of athletics for Wetumpka and an exciting Friday night coming up that we will be on the air for as well. We'll talk a little bit about that here shortly as Coach Bear sits next to us. We'll have him talk with us here in just a few minutes. First, before we take a quick break, I'm going to go to Mitch here. Mitch, you can tell us about last week's Athlete of the Week. It's a little bit of a weird situation. We announce our Athlete of the Week every Thursday, so it's right after the show. So this would be the Athlete of the Week following the Beauregard win, and that is Jordan Hill.
Yeah, this week's First Community Bank Athlete of the Week is sophomore running back Jordan Hill. Had a really good showing in that game against Beauregard, tallied over 106 yards on the ground and added another two touchdowns to his total. And then, fitting enough, he had a great week this past week against Chelsea. Had a 100-yard receiving and I believe another 50 or so on the ground and added another touchdown to his total. So good to see that even though he was the week before, Jordan Hill still lived up to the name of First Community Bank Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, strong showing from Jordan, and despite the loss, a strong showing from a couple of different players last Friday, and we'll be able to talk about that and announce a Player of the Week. You can check out the Player of the Week announcements, or Athlete of the Week, that is on WetumpkaSports.com. You can go there for that along with all of your Wetumpka Athletics news and schedules. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Head Coach Bear Woods on Tribal Talk.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with quad zero savings, 0% APR for 48 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days, plus a two-year 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with REMAX Cornerstone and REMAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best. REMAX Cornerstone and REMAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. And I just want to remind fans here that right now, as Bear joins us on the show, feel free to ask questions, raise your hand, and I'll come up, come get your question, or you can come over here up to the table and tell me whatever your question is, and I'll go ahead and repeat it on the air so everybody back home can hear it, Coach, and hear it just fine.
Yeah, we're excited to have Coach Bear joining us once again. And Coach, this time we're talking about a game that wasn't the positive thing that we wanted to be talking about, obviously coming off of a loss, but it felt like there were some positives still to take away, especially there in that second half. You know, you go down 20-0 there and then manage to really mount a comeback. It fell a little bit short there, but just what positives do you take away from a loss like that?
The positives are the in-game experience, the scenarios that you're able to have as a staff and for our players. I mean, we were in a down 20-0, you know, in the second, well into the second quarter, and to be able to battle back and play hard the entire time. I mean, there wasn't a mindset change from the first half to the second half. We just executed better in the second half. But the positives gained from it is that you get to see the identity of our team was forged, and I'm not surprised, but it is confirming what I already knew. These guys have heart. They are going to play to the very end. And a couple different situations to be able to take the lead with a few drives, and there we'll learn from that. And defense was able to be successful on first down, but then third down was an issue. And now that's the fun part about coaching and as a team, is learning from these scenarios. But at the end of the day, you can't really coach the effort of a kid. They got to have it, and it's a player-led team, and that's why you're able to see such a comeback. And feel a little short, but we're moving on.
You said the execution was a lot better there in the second half. What they were executing, was it any different in the second half of a different approach that seemed to work a little bit better?
No, just the flow of it. It just with even the play call, getting the huddle out, getting the correct alignment, catching balls. We had a couple drops the first half. I mean, those are drive killers. It just hurts when you drop a good thrown ball. And on the defensive side, just being able to get some stops. And then special teams, of course, came up with two takeaways again this week. And that's always very helpful. So.
Yeah, I want to ask about the running game a little bit. We talked during the break about Jordan Hill. Obviously had a great game against Beauregard. We saw a little bit more of an even split this time between him and Jordan Smoke. What seems to be going into that? Seems like you're getting him a little bit more involved.
Well, what's so fun about this year, and this whole year is fun, and I'm just excited about every day with this group of kids, but the youth of it. So we have Jordan Hill and Jordan Smoke. Both are sophomores, and, you know, Smoke has earned some reps as well, and Jordan Hill is so dynamic. It's just getting him in different areas and getting him ready for different positions if need be, right? I mean, you're trying to get your best athletes on the field at one time, and Jordan Smoke is in that category, and the sooner we can get him touches, the better.
With that running game, what are you trying to work on still between the two of them? I know Charlie Skipper's here as well. He had a couple decent runs over the last two games. Just what do you try to continue to perfect in that area of the game?
It's really just offensive line play, and that's always a challenge. I mean, the success of any football team is going to be their O-line and D-line, so our challenge is every week as we face new opponents where their strengths out on their interior box with their D-line and linebackers, but it's really O-line play. And we'll continue to get better at that. We had a good game this past week, and that's where the real difference is made, is with that group week in and week out. Our skill players, they really are doing a great job. You know, so they just got to take care of the football, and that's how we're going about it.
Defensively, Walt Myrick was another, once again, had a strong performance in that one. So what are you still looking to work on there on the defensive side?
We got to get off the field on third down. So even last week, the two running backs that we faced from Chelsea, they were very, very good. And we were very successful on first down and second down. But on third and long, we have got to be better, and that's what we're working on now. So that is the emphasis. And if we run to the ball, we fit well. It's just in those third down scenarios, we got to come up force and make the plays.
Javian Green was one of those guys on defense who finished with 11 tackles, had a fumble recovery, a couple tackles for loss as well. What seems to be impressing you from him right now?
Well, he just makes plays for us. He's 3 years of experience now playing, so he's a juice guy. He brings energy for us, and he plays hard. And the D-line as a whole, the production of the defensive line, I mean, has been tremendous. I want to say last game, a couple sacks, one from Keelan Thompson, Ken Miles, and then JV with a fumble recovery. That whole unit's doing well, and they're getting better and better. But we expected them to be a strong point for us this year, and they're being that. We got to fix the run game, right? It's back to the explosives. Once again, and we went on first down, which that's how you stop the run, but we were giving up explosives, and we got to stop that.
Yeah, Coach, talking about special teams a little bit, sometimes it feels like special teams might be a little bit of the redheaded stepchild, not so much talked about as much as offense and defense, but in the last two games we've played, the special teams has been a huge contributing factor, right? You saw the recovered muffed kickoff in week one against Beauregard, had another one last week, and then, of course, another recovery on a muffed punt. Just kind of talk about how important special teams is to this team and what you guys are preaching.
Yeah, we talk about three phases of football, and special teams is equally as important. I tell guys all the time, you can play 60 snaps of defense, make 10 tackles, but if you allow a guy to block a punt, then you can lose the game. So, I mean, it's the impact of those units, and we get it, we preach it, we work it, and we have a tremendous kicker and long snapper. Jake Harden does a great job as a sophomore as the long snapper. He did it for us last year as a freshman. Cyrus was our kicker last year as a freshman. Now you see him make a 39-yarder, so he's kicked two field goals, you know, in the first two games, and then his ability to kick the ball deep and his ability to kick the ball really wherever we tell him, in terms of our sky kick, our squib kick, our surprise, all the different weapons. And that's really the word. That's how we view special teams. It's a weapon for us. And we can't count on us to get two turnovers per game, but that's the goal.
I do want to do one more question here about this past game. You have a loss like this. What message do you give to your guys as you move through the rest of the season?
Win the first five, win the last five. So we have to start fast. We don't have time. And I actually said this before the last game, but we just needed that experience as a young team. We've got to start right now. We don't get a series to get the feel. We that's what we practice for. When we get out there, we are rolling. We're confident. We're doing our job. And winning the last five is the last 5 minutes of the half or the game, right? We fell a little short there. We're in the situation that you would want it to be in, which is, you know, fourth and short and wanting the ball to go right where it needs to go, and then it just didn't happen for us. But that's the message, though. Win the first five and the last five.
Well, hopefully that's going to be happening against Russell County this week, and we'll be able to preview that a little bit after the break here in a few minutes. But first, there was an exciting announcement earlier this week, and I want to give you a chance to talk about this. The, the North-South All-Star game, the coaching staff was announced. You are listed on it as a linebackers coach. You've got a lot of friends there as well who are on the staff. But first, what does it mean for just yourself to be named onto that staff?
Well, it's a great honor, and I'm very thankful for it. Thank you to Coach Jernigan of Eufaula to, you know, selecting me and allowing me this opportunity. But it's really just representing our program. I mean, this is big for our program to be represented, and it's all credit to our players. I mean, we've had production here at Wetumpka. Our program is respected, what we're doing, how we're doing things, and really just operationally day in and day out, I'm proud of. But I'm thankful for the opportunity to represent Wetumpka.
And you and Coach Jernigan, that's Jarrell Jernigan, a former Trojan as well and a former teammate to you. Just talk about that relationship with him over the years. I imagine you guys have kept in touch afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Jarrell and I, we won 4 Sun Belts together, you know, down at Troy. He played high school ball at Eufaula. You know, he had a good, impressive NFL career, won a Super Bowl there. I went north to Canada, so I was able to see him every now and then in the last 12 years, but been seeing him a whole lot more now since we're playing each other, you know, on week 5. But, yeah, it's tremendous. But also just going back to the Wetumpka football program, you know, having a couple of former assistants on staff with me, a good friend and teammate also, Jonathan Chandler, who's the head coach now at Catholic, and then Marcus Gardner, who was with us last year. I mean, that's 3 Wetumpka football coaches on the All-Star coaching staff, which I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, and we actually have a question here from Brent Turner at Precision Floor Care. It came through Facebook, and he said one of the most notable things that he saw on Friday night was that there were really no or very few discipline penalties with this team. And he said that, in his opinion, the discipline has been outstanding. And, Connie, could you just speak to how you've gotten your team so disciplined at this point early in the season?
Yeah, we hit the whistle and we do up downs. That's what we do. If you ain't got black shorts on, you get to hit up downs. You get to flip tires. You got the wrong shirt on, you got to do the same thing. If we're getting all of the discipline areas, we call it Wetumpka. We have a player wear a mouthpiece that's not the right color, or that's a Wetumpka mouthpiece, not a Wetumpka mouthpiece, and the guys love it because, you know, everyone really desires the discipline aspect of it, and this, once again, player led at this point. We don't even have to too much think about it, but football's an emotional game. There were some plays last week we actually did get one, but honestly, we look back on film, it's hard not to tell a young man to not respond in the way when he was hit the way, stood over that way, and it's like, that's where we're gonna lean on the officials to keep our kids safe.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to Brent Turner for the question. A reminder to fans that you can ask a question yourself either through our Facebook and YouTube channels. You can comment on there and we will read it out. Or you can come up in person if you're at the restaurant. If you have a question for Coach, feel free to come over and ask it. We'll be happy to get an answer from Coach for you. And Coach, looking between these first 2 weeks, what growth do you see between these players as athletes, and then just with their composure throughout the games?
Well, the composure was last week being down 17 at halftime. You know, being accountable at halftime, that we just have to do our job, nothing more, nothing less. And when we came out last week, I've really, even from the coaching staff side, how we handled the situation, it seemed a lot more even keel just across the board, but not in the sense of, oh, woe is me. And I didn't feel one time like behind me any players were like, oh my goodness, it's 17. No, I think they've been around the program. They've seen us win games like this since I've been here, and we're always going to fight. The growth of the team is going to still be the execution part. We still have guys who are rotating in on spots, especially on defense. It's going to take more than just 11 guys to help us win the region this year. I mean, we've got 14 or 15 guys we're confident to put in. So we're still competitively, approaching each and every day.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch this team grow already. Excited to see how it grows once we get to this upcoming Friday. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get ready to preview that Friday matchup against Russell County. A thank you to Precision Floor Care and Brent Turner. You can always reach out to Precision Floor Care for any of your floor care needs. Thank you, and we will take a break here on the Call Your Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
Attention local businesses. REMAX Cornerstone Realty invites you to the River Region Home and Business Expo at the Wetumpka Civic Center Wednesday, September the 11th from 3 to 7 p.m. This is your chance to showcase your products, services, and connect with hundreds of potential customers all in one place. Spots are limited, so don't wait. Register your business today and put your name in front of the River Region community. Contact REMAX Cornerstone today to register.
The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is built by Russell DeWitt Center. From key cutting and propane refills to contractor services and expert advice for your next project, turn to Russell DeWitt Center in Wetumpka.
Back now on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Want to thank Collier Ford. Come on, come to Collier. The Ford Summer Sales Event is happening now at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Save big on F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, and more. Incredible summer offers won't last long, so stop by Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. And we now look towards this Russell County matchup with Coach Bear Woods. Mitch Petrie still joining me, along with Michael Brandon helping produce. I am Gavin Baxley. And this is a team that has gotten a lot better over the last few years. Dylan Griggs, the head coach over at Russell County. I know last year that matchup finished with a 21-17 loss, and that was a heartbreaking one there. You have the ball there at the end. The pass to Matez Wright, he ends up catching it out of bounds, unfortunately, and that was the end of it. When you have a close loss like that, what do you take from that? Maybe help the guys to have a chip on their shoulder, which I'm sure they already have after a loss like that one last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you lose a football game, just like last week, we have a chip on our shoulder. But it's region play. I mean, it is. I mean, at the end of the day, we know that we're entering our region play right now, and so the guys don't really need much motivation. They're ready. This is what we work for, and we're excited to get there Friday night.
Coach Dylan Griggs, another familiar face that we can talk about. Spent some time there as a student assistant with the Troy football team while you were there. What's your relationship with Coach Griggs? Do you keep in touch with him at all? Have you spoken to him maybe before this game?
Yes, I keep in touch with him all the time. Yeah, we have that Troy connection, and really that's where it all started out was back then. But I'm really proud of him as a friend because of what he's been able to build at Russell County. I mean, that program, you know, me not knowing much about this area high school-wise, you know, when I stepped into this position, that was one school that no one ever said they were any good. And he has stood there, and he has built that program up to, you know, 9 wins last year and a chance to opportunity to compete to win the region. So just as a friend, I'm very happy for him. But with that being said, Friday night, you know, we enjoy getting after against each other. And yeah, I want to get mine back from last year personally, you know, from a friend-to-friend standpoint. But our guys are ready to play. We know this team very well. They know us very well. But I think what our advantage is going into the game is that we have so many new faces. I mean, our guys are unknown to them except what they see on film. And I'm very confident in what our guys are accomplishing together as a team.
I'll detour off of the game preview for just a moment because, man, it just seems like there's so many guys from that Troy team that you were on, obviously winning the conference championships 4 times there, but it seems like there's just so many that are still around the game within this state. I mean, you've got guys that you're going to be on a staff with, you're coaching against plenty of them. I mean, what is that like to have so many former teammates, close friends that you're still competing with?
Well, one, I think it just makes me feel old. Because just at that phase in life where everybody is, you know, coaching, but it just means a lot. I mean, Troy football is special, and you know, Coach Larry Blakeney, Chancellor Jack Hawkins. I mean, just they were like larger than life figures for us when we were there, and just the love for the game that we all had together and winning together. And that, and listen, when we got there in 05, we weren't winning. You know, we had to work to win, and but yeah, it's great to reconnect because, you know, when I went off to my playing career of 12 years professionally after that, I didn't see these guys for 12 years because I was just gone. But now getting to rekindle all of these relationships and to be able to compete like Friday night is a lot of fun.
Now looking back at this game, Russell County seems like they're bringing some guys back that you faced off against last year. I know their quarterback from last year had a strong showing. So what do you look for on those same guys that you faced? Now you've had a chance to learn and play them in real time, and now you get to take some stuff from that and go into this game.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be assignment sound on the defensive side. We got to tackle their guys in space. We got to be able to win one-on-one matchups. We know we're going to be challenged in the passing game. But make no mistake, they got two really good running backs. Number 21, I watched him last year on kickoff return. I spoke to Coach Griggs telling him, who's that kid? Because no one knew. But I'm, you know, as a region opponent, I'm looking at all their players, even a year prior. But they're going to run the football. He loves establishing the run, and he should with his good backs. But we got to do our job, tackle in space, stop the run. And the quarterback's going to be – plays are going to be made. It's a football game, and that kid's a good football player. So it's just going on to the next play and not giving up the explosives.
When you look at this, obviously you say stop the explosives, but what do you do to try and do that with this defense of yours? I know you have a lot of guys who are new to this defense who have now had a couple games to develop a little bit and figure out their role in the game. So how do you try and limit Russell County?
A lot of it is just preparation, like stopping those explosive plays is being confident in your preparation, understanding, yeah, I've seen this formation, I've seen this motion, I'm anticipating this at this down and distance, and that's what our kids are to continue to learn and develop. And then also you just got to make tackles, you know, you stop explosives by making tackles.
I didn't give enough credit to Cyrus Bullock in the first segment there, so I want to just touch on him again. How important has he been? Because a 39-yard field goal now, he keeps backing up just a little bit further. with each game, hoping maybe he could knock down a 40-plus yarder this week.
Oh, we're practicing it. I mean, and, he's got the leg for it and the operation again. I got to, you know, credit with Jake Harden and Charlie Skipper as the holder. I mean, that's a unit within itself. That's a unit that won us games last year as freshmen. And so we're excited for him. But, yeah, with his ability to kick and use special teams as a weapon, we're thankful for him, and he works really hard, too.
I'll ask you, when y'all are practicing with him, what does that range usually look like for him? Obviously practicing, like you just said, in that 40-yard range, but how far is he willing to back up and give it a shot at right now?
What is that to show you on Friday
night? I understand.
Yeah.
Should be an exciting game when you look at you talk about being able to shut down their offense, but then with your own offense, this is a team who was able to play some efficient defense against your group last year, and both teams really in that second half. It was completely scoreless there. So on your end of the spectrum there, how do you get through what's been a strong defense and a focus of Coach Griggs?
See, one of the things I mentioned earlier is our advantage is so many new faces. We're not the same offense that we were last year. We don't have the same players as last year. And just where we are as a staff-wise included, like we are we're confident in what we're doing. We're confident in our quarterback, Charlie Skipper. We're confident in our receiving core. We're confident in our running backs and our offensive line progressing. So I wouldn't even look at last year as a comparison. But we're looking forward to their defense, which is sound. They like pressure. They're going to load the box. They're going to challenge you, make you throw the ball in certain situations. And they play very hard. Their defensive line is good. Number 54 really gets after it. So we're going to have our hands full because they're a good football team, but we are not. This is Wetumpka 2025.
Right.
And, you know, kind of something we've talked about tonight, not only tonight, but kind of throughout the course of the season, has been the youth of this team. And for many of these guys that are young sophomores, it's going to be their first time suiting up, starting in a region game. How do you underscore the importance of it, not only being a region game, but one that you'd really like to win?
As a coach right now, we're just really trying to figure out the dynamic of the team, like what gets them at their best by kickoff. And it's been different. We're on the road at Beauregard, which is a long trip, which actually helps us for this trip's preparation, being another long trip. And then the first home game last week, there's a lot more downtime and trying to figure out where those kids can be mentally locked in. Some kids like to be loose. Some kids like to be quiet. Some guys, you know, and as the head coach, you're trying to accommodate all of those ways of mentally preparing. And we're still figuring that out. But I don't think they're, for these young guys, I mean, at some point, they got one more game that I'm going to call them young. After three games, it's like, okay, we've got to move on, guys. We got enough experience. But no, they are, and they're a fun group, and they work hard, and they're just reliable. They really are.
And I want to just look a little bit at region play as a whole. This has been a region that has grown more and more. Pike Road, Russell County both have been two teams that we've seen develop further, and obviously the focus is on Russell County, but a little bit of an outlook on the rest of the region and how it's developed as a whole and how it has helped Wetumpka to force themselves, obviously, to become a better team in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, our region, those two teams are both top 10 teams last year. You know, both of them quarterfinals, I believe, with Pike Road, and then second round by Russell County last year. But both ranked in the top six at that point in time. The good programs, but so are we. And we're excited about Region 2. We talk about how competitive it is here. This is the most competitive region, you know, in this area right here in 6A. And you know, we're ready to make some noise. Really, we prepare for it. We've had great games with both teams over the last 3 years, and every year is a new year. But I'm proud of our region. You know, at this point, I got Region 2 pride. You know, there's a lot of good players in our region, a lot of good head coaches and programs, and it makes competition makes you better, right? Competition either brings out the competitor in you or the entitlement in you, right? And there's no entitlement here in Wetumpka, so we're going to compete, and we're glad to be in a competitive region.
It's going to be exciting. Three straight region games coming up with Russell County, and then a home game against Pike Road on September 12th in at Rehoboth on the 19th. But Coach, really appreciate you joining us once again. Excited for Friday. It's going to be another fun one.
Absolutely. We're excited. It's a long trip out there to Russell County. You don't even know how you get there because it's in nowhere, but it's a fun place to play. I'm excited for our young guys to get out there and see that nice stadium and go out there and play their best football of the year.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. We'll see you on Friday, and we'll be happy to have you back here next Tuesday.
Thank you. Go Indians.
I want to remind you that Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. When we come back, we're going to preview the Wetumpka volleyball season as Brooke Watson will join us, the first-year head coach for Indians volleyball. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with quad zero savings, 0% APR for 48 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days, plus a two-year 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Here in Wetumpka, it has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. And I'm a creature of habit. I get the same thing every week so far. I've had the fried shrimp, and I love it. So, Mitch, I got to ask you now, what did you have for dinner tonight?
Well, so I actually stole one right off your plate. I did have the fried shrimp myself, but last week I had the blackened mahi-mahi. Absolutely awesome. Cannot recommend that enough.
Yeah, I see Coach Bear's got the fish tacos over there. He's loving it. So we really appreciate Wharf Casual Seafood for having us here tonight and every Tuesday night throughout the athletic season. I now want to welcome the head volleyball coach in her first year with the Indians, Coach Brooke Watson. Coach, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You've already gotten the season underway a little bit. That's been the one difference between the other coaches we've had to preview is you got going early. It was
right.
The first sport to get underway here, and you played in a tournament already. You've had plenty of chances to learn about your team and compete a little bit. So after those first six matches, what have you learned about your girls and how have they grown over that period?
Well, I think the biggest thing is us learning how to adjust our quickness on the court. We have played some teams that's like a little slower in their speed of play, and we've learned like we've got to pick it up, especially going against MA this past week, where we proved, and I hope that the girls see that they can compete, because we basically just did the area tournament in one game, because that's going to be our biggest competition and has been the biggest competition for the past 2 years. But I mean, our last set we were 21-25 against them, and so that right there, and I had some of my seniors stepping up saying, hey, like, this is the last set that we have. We can't play another set. So if y'all want to win this, like, this is the opportunity for us to do it. And they pushed hard. And if we would have had that momentum going in at the very beginning of the game, I feel like there would have been a different outcome for sure.
It has been a little bit of a rockier start than you maybe wanted, but you got the home win against Realtown earlier. That was last Monday, and was able to get that win. What was the emotion like for you and for the girls getting that first win of the season, first win for you as a head coach? Just what were you feeling after that one?
Well, coming off of that tournament where we were beat down a little bit and figuring out, all right, how are we going to go into you know, three losses from the tournament and then just going home, and now we have this home opener. I think that they had a little bit of revenge wanting to come back and prove themselves, and so they really didn't show a whole lot of mercy with the Realtown team, and they tried to keep their momentum up the entire time, and that was one of the things that I kept trying to like tell them. And my assistant coach, she's amazing, Coach Crenshaw, she was constantly getting onto them, like, quit slowing down on the court. We've got to keep our pace up. So I think that helped encourage us to keep going. And knowing that we had MA coming up, that helped a lot too. Kind of like little fire under us a little bit.
Had a dominant win over Realtown in that. Mm-hmm. It was a clean sweep 3-0, the 25-6, 25-5, and then 25-8 in those three sets. So the potential has been shown. You've shown the ceiling for this team. How do you reach back to that now as you go into a match against Prattville or PCA, that is, I'm sorry, on Thursday, and then you have a bit of a homestand coming up after that?
Well, I mean, I think the expectation was here, and like, I'm not dropping it. So like, we've got to reach it and continue to move on up from there. Going into, I mean, PCA, we have them coming Thursday, and I think that they see how much they competed against Montgomery Academy, and we can beat PCA. PCA. Like, they're known for, like, their very tall front row. I mean, they've got over 6 foot girls across the net at all times. I mean, they have some height on them, and it can be intimidating. And I think that going into the game, I think they know what we need to do to be successful. And I hope that, like I said, I hope that that MA game proved to them that they are capable of being the best, and I expect the best, and so we'll continue to push and strive to be the best.
Coach, I know you and I have talked a little bit about this, but, you know, you're kind of starting off the season with a tournament and then coming home and then having three games in the span of a week. You know, it's a lot of games, and kind of how does that help you evaluate your girls, but also what does that kind of do for the team chemistry, you know, playing a lot of games right as the season starts?
Well, with any sport, communication is key, so they have to learn how to communicate both on and off the court, and a bunch of girls on a court or on a team together, it in itself is a lot. So learning how to communicate and communicating effectively, that's what we talked about today, was a lot of times some of our leaders, if I have my captain, Ashlyn Turner, she's a senior this year and a huge part of our program. If she's stepping up and she's trying to tell someone or help someone with their job, but she might be making errors on the court, being able to learn from her mistakes or learn how to lead effectively and listen to her and make the adjustments that she's telling you to, but also be able to talk to her and help her and encourage her to make the adjustments she needs to too. We can't have just one leader on the court. So that has a lot to do with like why I put so many games, especially starting with a tournament, is in a tournament, if I need to make changes, I don't have to wait for a whole nother day to make changes. Like, we got a game coming up right now. All right, well, a new set of six is going out. So if I need to make changes to my starting lineup or whatever, then I can do it in one day instead of waiting a whole 2 days or like going and practicing and figuring out then.
So. You mentioned Ashlyn Turner, one of seven seniors on this roster. So you've got plenty of experience with these girls. But who has stuck out to you, along with Turner, your captain there? But who has stuck out, and how have they been so helpful in building that team chemistry, I guess, as leaders within this group?
They all stand out.
Yeah.
They really want their senior year to be something worth fighting for, and they're pushing every single one of their teammates to be the best they can be. Our junior Abby White's coming in as our starting setter right now, and she really is trying to use her voice and vocalize more and communicate more efficiently with her teammates. She puts up great sets, and I think that helps with the chemistry on the team and being able to like put down more kills. Jill Hand, she's one of our seniors. She's leading us right now in blocks, and that's huge because, I mean, I think she's hitting right at 5'11", 6 foot tall, and when she gets on the net, she can be intimidating. I call her my friendly giant because she's not as like mean as I need her to be on the court, but they are definitely leading me a lot, especially being on the front row and having that communication. There's a lot of offense that we're having to fix right now because we'll put up a good pass to our setter, and we're not very effective in following through and getting the ball over the net. So that's something we're working on right now. But I mean, all of my seniors are playing a huge part in the game. I mean, I could put the whole court out. All six players could be seniors because they all can play different positions. So that's a blessing for sure.
A lot of these seniors, when they were in their first couple of years, saw a lot of success with this program. I remember Chloe Harris, one of those who ended up playing some college time. Julie Beauchel went to Coastal Alabama for a little bit. Cheyenne Beauchel, her sister, still on the team as well. So a lot of success that they have witnessed, a lot of success with this program. But I want to talk about you for a second, because you've had some athletic success yourself, but in a different sport. You've played softball at Huntingdon in their Hall of Fame for Huntingdon Athletics as well. So when you transition from a different sport, it can be very different. But what do you pull away from your athletic career as you now apply it into coaching?
Well, I mean, I think it's the leadership I feel like I had as a player, trying to portray that to my athletes, because I'm not just trying to make good athletes on the court. Like, I'm I'm trying to make better young women. Like, how are you going to take what you learn and apply it to your everyday life when you go get a job and you have to show up for work and you have a boss or a coach that's telling you you need to do something? How are you going to be coachable? Are you going to be somebody that takes in and makes adjustments to what you need to make adjustments to? Are you going to be a good person? Because we don't have a lot. Sometimes it's like we don't have a lot of those. So I'm just trying to build good women of character who are like stand firm in their faith as well as, you know, work hard in everything they do.
As you look towards this schedule now, I want to touch on what's coming up. You have a 5-game homestand, including the try match with Dadeville and Brew Tech. That's on September 9th. You've got a rivalry matchup to finish that out with Stanhope Elmore. That's also senior night for the team. So give me a little bit of an outlook on those matches, what you're excited about there. Obviously, ending with a rivalry game for that homestand is going to be pretty thrilling.
Right. Well, I mean, we also have Percy Julian. So our area this year is Montgomery Academy, Percy Julian, Stanhope. So getting through Percy Julian, which I'm hoping that will be one that we have no problem with. Stanhope Elmore, they're a good team, but like Coach Bear said about his football team, we're a good team too. So there's absolutely no reason for us to be able to come back with a vengeance on them, because we did get beat out of area tournament last year by Stanhope, and we were not able to progress on to regionals. And I think the girls are like, they kind of are holding on to that. And then it also, I made it their senior night, so it's kind of one of those, like, now you have to prove.
Give them a little extra.
Right. Yeah. You got to do something here. So I really didn't do that on purpose, but when I saw that it lined up with that, I was like, this needs to happen.
You had some tough opponents in the start of this season. Is that intentional, trying to kind of get them used to some tougher competition as you get ready for region play?
Oh, 100%. Now, I don't really pick the ones that are in the tournament. I do see the list of who would be potentially playing with us. But if you're playing hard teams, then you're learning how to be a hard team to play. So I think going forward, I'm hoping that us, like, I mean, we really didn't lose bad in our games, but that we're able to move forward and learn from any kind of mistakes or anything like that that we would have had in the previous play. But we're only moving forward now.
You have some more try matches throughout the season. How did those tournament style, round robin style matches kind of help to prepare for any postseason with regionals and that sort of thing?
Well, I think when you're in, you know, area tournament regionals, I mean, you're playing back to back anyways, especially if you're not the first seed. First seed, you kind of get you get to sit back and relax and play the champion of this and that. But I think it kind of prepares us for continuously playing and not getting tired. And hey, how you played that first set's how you got to play that eighth set throughout the day. And a better team, a quicker team. Pike Road's one of the quickest teams that we've played, and just their defense and everything. I mean, they were on the net at all times. They were pulling off quickly. Their approaches were quick. Everything was quick about their game. And I mean, I keep, you know, harping back on them in MA because that's where we've got to be. And I hope that putting them at the beginning of our schedule is one of those, like, hey, here's where we need to be. We're not there yet, so we need to get there. And it's kind of given us something to push forward to.
Now, with these try matches, you have a lot of road trips coming up. How do you handle that much travel? Obviously, that can be a little bit tough. I know some of these games are also pretty close together, similar to the start of the season where you're playing a lot of matches within a short span.
Right. Once again, not intentional. not something I meant to do, but I drive the bus, so they get to deal with me and my lovely driving the entire time. So I think, like, maybe them and their adrenaline on getting there and being scared to death, maybe will push them to already be kind of warmed up and they're ready, you know,
because
they just got off the bus with me driving.
Right, one last thing, I want to give you the floor for a second. What's the message to Wetumpka fans as you hope to have them come out for these matches coming up?
Well, really, I mean, just the girls need support. Our program's growing. We have, I mean, 7 seniors. I've got big shoes to fill. So just us being able to come in and fill those with, I mean, I've got just as many many juniors that are going to come up as seniors next year. But getting girls involved in the sport, I mean, we got a good YMCA here, and there's club ball all around. But a lot of times, kids aren't introduced to a new sport like volleyball until they're in seventh grade and they're trying out for the first time. So getting your child involved, and then like you and you become involved in it, because it's such a fun sport. Everyone I've talked to, it's so quick. It's like it gets you like mesmerized at times. You're just following like the ball on a good rally, and then you don't know which side you're cheering for. So I mean, just having people come out and see how like excited the girls get when the bigger the crowd gets, especially our student section, because we do have one of the best student sections in, I think, Elmore County. Shoot, in the state of Alabama.
Well, Coach, we're really excited about it. I absolutely agree. Volleyball is one of those that I've started to grow into a little bit in both high school and then now in college, getting to watch some Troy volleyball as well. So excited to see what's to come here with y'all's season. I know it's been a strong start trying to figure out this group, and now you get into that rhythm and get some home games coming. So, Coach, really appreciate you joining us here this evening, and looking forward to the matches against PCA and then the five-match homestand.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
They'll take on PCA September 4th and then Dadeville September 9th as they start off a five-match homestand from the 9th until the 16th when they have senior night with Stanhope Elmore. I want to remind you to stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door, Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. We'll take one more break and close things out here on the Call Your Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Attention local businesses, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty invites you to the River Region Home and Business Expo at the Wetumpka Civic Center Wednesday, September the 11th from 3 to 7 p.m. This is your chance to showcase your products, services, and connect with hundreds of potential customers all in one place. Spots are limited, so don't wait. Register your business today and put your name in front of the River Region community. Contact RE/MAX Cornerstone today to register.
The heat is on at Call Your Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on. Come to Call Your. Call Your Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
Fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood.
First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. It's been another fun edition of Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show, and we appreciate Coach Bear and Coach Watson for joining us. Want to preview what's coming up and remind you of the upcoming events. Football, of course, taking on Russell County on the road Friday, September the 5th. We will be on the air at 6:30 on the Wetumpka Sports Network, YouTube and Facebook, and of course 105.1 WRFS. Volleyball is at Prattville. They take on, or at PCA, Thursday, September 4th. Then they begin their homestand with a tri-match against Dadeville and Brew Tech on September 9th. Flag football plays Helena on the road on September 16th, and cross country gets to the starting line for the first time this season on Saturday in Central of Clay County's Volunteer Spirit Classic. Mitch, want to thank you for your hard work once again and get your final thoughts here as we head towards another exciting match against Russell County this Friday for football.
Yeah, it'll certainly be an exciting matchup against the Warriors. You know, the start of region play is always a time. It means, you know, the meat of football season is really here. It's really coming, and we're finally about to get to that point here in the season.
Can't wait for it. Again, we will be on the air at 6:30 p.m. on Friday. You can tune in to our YouTube, Facebook, and 105.1. We'll be back here next Tuesday and every Tuesday after that from 6:30 to 7:30 for Tribal Talk. I want to thank you for listening from Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie, and Michael Brennan. We will see you on Friday and then right back here at Wharf Casual Seafood on Tuesday for Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show on the Collier Ford with Tumka Sports Network.